So a few days ago, Rinpoche gave a teaching on the 12 deeds of the Buddha. Today, he will give a teaching on the sense or meaning of the word Dharma, what it is applicable to, what it means.
So
the sense of the word Dharma is explained in detail in the Treasury of Knowledge. Here, Rinpoche will give a summary of that explanation.
Then, concerning that part of the text,
then has three parts. First, the characteristics of the word Dharma are enumerated together, one after the other. That is to say, with no explanation in between, which then facilitates an understanding. It's then very easy to memorize these. Then there is the second part, which is then teachings for those that emphasize the practice of logic. In logic, then one refutes a view held by an opponent and establishes one's own by means of debate, then by means of using syllogisms. Then, in order to facilitate the explanation, the application of these syllogisms or arguments, they are then presented one after the other, enumerated with no explanation in between. Then there is the third part, which is for those that emphasize practice. That is then a summary in verse form, and that is then presented in order to facilitate realization. So now comes the first part in which the various characteristics or definitions of the word Dharma are given in order then to facilitate an understanding of these and to make it easier to memorize these. So we have then the word Dharma, which is then, well, a Dharma is defined as something which has its own characteristics. So the flowers in front of us, one of these then is a Dharma. Since they, so to speak, well, literally, it means to hold its own characteristics, that is, having own or specific characteristics. Then we have the definition of the sacred or holy Dharma. The word sacred or holy then refers to the Buddha. Dharma, well, the sacred Dharma is then something that acts as an antidote or remedy for disturbing emotions and suffering.
Yangna tamba namje langwar sakhen,
Another definition is that sacred then refers to what is to be adopted by holy men or wise men, and then that which is adopted act as an antidote or remedy for disturbing emotions and suffering. In general then, the sacred Dharma has two aspects, one of which is related to scriptures and one which is related to realization, that is then realization as a result of practicing the teachings.
Ana longa chujin sini da karasa na longa chujin sini te lapa jeza lapa som lekpar to embe jezi te longa chujin sini re.
So then comes the definition of the dharma of scriptures or the scriptural dharma. It then means it is, well, the scriptures are then the means for thoroughly revealing the subject matter, which is the three trainings.
Jeza lapa somde, tsotem je lapa, tingen zin je lapa, hirap je lapa somre.
These three trainings are those of discipline, samadhi, and wisdom or superior knowledge.
Jumtsin di serna, tini longi chute, lapa som, somka jyopam, yangna lapa som kanong jyopa, je yingo yur longi chute.
So something called Dharma scripture then necessarily has to present or contain either these three trainings or one of them.
Ta drupa chujin tsini karrasa na drupa chujin tsini del lapsom je nyamlin de tene drupa chujin. Tokpa chujin dan drupa chujin shikware.
So then we have the second aspect of the Dharma, that of practice or realization. That of practice then refers to the actual practice or training in these three things mentioned, discipline or ethics, samadhi, and superior knowledge.
Tene ta longa chu te la yang sanje ji somba ka tang ten ju ni yore.
Then, with respect to scriptural dharma or dharma scriptures, this also has two aspects: the words or teachings by the Buddha himself, and the commentaries upon these teachings.
Wana kai tseni kai chena kai tseni te jeza lapa som tongjen jezi ngakse chama meba drupzi tsema som dan denba.
So then the definition of the Buddha's teachings then is as follows. These teachings, their effect is virtue in the beginning, in between and at the end. The subject matter is then the three trainings, which are revealed by impeccable or perfect words, and they are established by means of the three types of valid cognition. The three...
Tanda konde hema thapa. So tem de lapa tingin zin de lapa hirap de lapa somre.
So the three trainings are as was mentioned, the trainings in ethics or discipline, samadhi, and superior knowledge.
Jezi ngakse trima meba te karrasana sanje je song de nga da tsekla trima meba tang chung tsani meba re.
Then the means for expressing these teachings are then impeccable or perfect words. These words are perfect or without faults, since they are the words of the Buddha.
Druzi tsema som dan denpa de karasana, ngoy som tsema, jipa tsema, long tema somre.
So the validity of these teachings is then established by means of three types of valid cognition. These are then direct valid cognition, inferential valid cognition, and valid cognition of trustworthy scriptures.
No. Sanje ji song pombo nga dan kan jo je ta we tun du yar sa ngun jo na la te ne ngun som che me du zi yar ngun som che me du zi yar re yar sa ngun jo pe na zug da te ro rik za la so ba song yar ba te la ji ba che ma go go ma re ngun som che me du zi yar re te ne le jo de da che ba nga se so song ba chung se ko ko jo na la du zi je tin se yang da ba yar re Yarza Hindu Kojo Namla Jibatseman Gogre. Then Yarza Hindu Kojo Tesolo Long Hamada Sema Mangarva Dubzi Sanji Jisong Hamada Sema Mangarva Long Sema.
Then we have these three types of valid cognition. Then phenomena such as the five aggregates or skandhas, the 18 elements or datus are then evident. Examples of such phenomena are then the objects of the senses, which are then evident to everybody. Therefore, it's not necessary to establish the teachings of evident phenomena, well, establish the validity of the teachings of evident phenomena by inferential cognition. Valid cognition. It is sufficient to use direct valid cognition. Then we have phenomena that are concealed to us, that are not evident, such as the law of karma, which is the law of cause and effect, and the fact that there are a succession of lives. We pass from one existence to another. Such things are concealed to us. Therefore, in order to establish the validity of those teachings, it's necessary to use inferential valid cognitions. The validity is then of these teachings is then established by means of inference. Then we have the third type of valid cognitions, valid cognition, the one of trustworthy scriptures.
Yana long tema the yarza hindu kojo hindu tobar ka wana long tin tobar te le la
then there are things or phenomena that are utterly concealed or extremely concealed to us that are very very difficult to understand or fathom then in order to establish validity of these teachings one uses valid cognition of trustworthy scriptures So one here goes back to the actual teachings of the Buddha himself, and then one sees, in relation to whatever is examined or investigated, whether there is a contradiction between the earlier teachings of the Buddha and the later ones, then concerning the specific subject.
Sanje ji chue te thomar tangbo nyam se lembe kaap so yang simchen la nuen se pamba tang tene simchen la nuen se pamba tang dunga hebe tab yinba tang tene tanda cherba patawa yang kathop la rang karaso koro tuyami je kathop so la zo pungbo la dikto so dunga zo mugupe thomar gewa tangbo gewa
So it was stated in the definition that the result or effect of these teachings is in the beginning, middle and end virtue. Then with respect to the beginning, that is when one starts out practicing the Buddhist teachings, one is taught to avoid anything that results in harming others. And the practice itself is a method to pacify suffering. Therefore, in the beginning, there is virtue. We have then the Jain tradition, which then a practitioner of that tradition then has to go through a lot of meaningless austere practices, such as beating oneself up and so forth, then that is given as an example to emphasize or illustrate that in the Buddhist teaching this is not the case. There is virtue in the beginning when starting out practicing.
Bardo geva the karasana, bardo lan yams lamp capsuya, nirangate patava yena, yen la nunce pamba yer yapagoni yamizo gore. Yen la nunce pamba yer yapagoni, tene Numonta donga kivarse, but tap tambare.
Then these teachings then
resulted in
these teachings then result in virtue in between or in the middle as well. In terms of the Shravaka and Pratyeka Buddha paths, then one practices with whatever specific practice one is engaged in, avoiding then to bring harm to others. So one doesn't involve oneself in any activity that result in harming others. So that is the basis for whatever practice one is engaged in. In terms of the Mahayana then, or the great vehicle, it is said that this in itself is not sufficient. Here, in addition to not to avoiding that which brings harm to beings, one tries to actively benefit others. Then we have the Vajrayana. There, only to concentrate of the benefit of benefiting others is not sufficient. In addition to that, there is the view of universal or inherent purity, which is the basis for practices then by means of which one pacifies disturbing emotions and suffering. So in terms of the Shravaka and Pratyeka Buddha paths, activity, one avoids activity that brings harm to others, as a result of which disturbing emotions and suffering are pacified. In the Mahayana, in addition to that, one actively works for benefiting others, which then results in the pacification of disturbing emotions and suffering. And in the Vajrayana, these are pacified by means of the view of universal or inherent purity.
Then, Tamar geva ta karasana, Tamar geva ten devi kapsare. Bena nirang tebe devi te drachombare. Drachom devi drachomba toba yino. Tene zong de same thing and no batani yong sim mase patan. Ran la numa yin la noba zo mase bare. Dajon canova zogo yomar. Yin la noba same thing yin la noba zo mase patan. Ran la nung and numunda dongan yong mase pena. Tene tamargevas. Tamargevas. Sanje, take by chambu lola sanje to combat tona. Tene ta. Yimpi Kova Chase Madonga part the Yimpi Jimmeche Padang, Rodon Jimmeche Padang, Ranjula, Tene, Newmond, his Japan John Massey Piena, Tene tamna ke vare. Tamar ke vare, devu kapsa ke vare. Sanga? Ah. Sanje ji kumbha thom na se. Te tekwa chenpo nyambo te sanga ta, sanga se ko vare.
Then these teachings are said to result in virtue at the end as well. So the end then refers to the result or fruition of one's practice. In terms of the Shravaka and Pratyeka Buddha paths, that is then arhathood. Having attained arhathood, an arhat then, it's not possible for an arhat to harm others. And an arhat doesn't experience disturbing emotions nor suffering. So that is the result or the effect. In terms of the Mahayana, then, which includes the Vajrayana as well, having attained Buddhahood, then that Buddha or individual works for the benefit of beings uninterruptedly until samsara or cyclic existence is emptied. Such an individual or Buddha then has completely eliminated the obscurations of disturbing emotions and the obscuration of which is related to objects of knowledge or noble entities. So such an individual doesn't experience disturbing emotions nor suffering.
Tene dorje tekwa tabala jarnam pena re dorje tepe lola tsalong tekle tada dongo ndu churpate tene dorje changa kompan re tele tema larya jinin jong mesi pena te tamrake.
Then if one specifies the effect or result of the Vajrayana, it would be total purification of nadis, prana, and bindu. So these three are totally free from any defects. The result of that is then the attainment of the state of Vajradhara or Dorje Chan. And there, having attained the state of Vajradhara, these three, nadis, prana, and bindu, will never again come to have any defects. They are purified once and forever.
Sanje je ka te le ye na ka te ye re se na sanje je ka le ye na hyarni sung ba ka sanje la pa ka jis na va ka ta sung.
So then we have the teachings of the Buddha, which are divided into three. Teachings spoken by the Buddha himself, teachings inspired by the Buddha, by the blessing of the Buddha, but given by others, and then texts composed at the request or command of the Buddha. These last type of teachings are then teachings given with the permission by the Buddha.
Hyani sumbaka inchini karasana, tuanba sanje rangi hyani sumba chute hyani sumbaka inchini. Teko lao. Hyani sumbaka inchini. Tuanba sanje ji senji labde, tene kanza yinji sumba te senji labaka inchini. Tuanba ka nam goni kanza yinji tsamba te jizi nam ka inchini. Ya.
So that is then the definition of the teachings of the Buddha, divided into three types: those given by the Buddha himself, those inspired by the Buddha but spoken by others, and those given at the request or command of the Buddha, that is then teachings which the Buddha has given his permission for.
The Sanje Lapaka, the Hirami Butavare, Tumba Sanje, the Sanje Lapagoni, the jine zeta khari pani traba tlin nang de sungare de la senji la baka se.
Yeah, an example of the second type is then the Heart Sutra, which was inspired by the blessing of the Buddha, but spoken by Chenrezig and Shariputra.
An example.
Tene ka tini jis dwa se baka sungola yon dala tenbe kon deta bolo song se jeta. Jis tene jis se yore teso tamjen deta bti song na sanje ka na ore deta bo. Tene deta bte thoma tan. Jisu yobatezo kai kongsu tsebare, jisu namakare.
So then we have sutras that were written down at the request of the Buddha or the command of the Buddha. Then in the beginning there is then always a description of the place where the teachings were given. Who attended the teachings and so forth, and at the end of the sutras there is a conclusion. Then in between these, then the beginning and end of the sutras are not the direct words of the Buddha, but he told the person writing down the sutra to write these things in the beginning and at the end. So therefore, such teachings are written with the permission of the Buddha. Then comes the definition of the Vinaya. The Vinaya is then that which mainly has the training of discipline or ethics as its subject matter. So that's the main teaching of the Vinaya.
Joyza tinenzen je laba tsogur tuen be sonra te dodi deno jitsenire.
Then we have the definition of the sutras. That is then that it mainly, well, they mainly reveal or teach the training in samadhi, so that is the subject matter. Then there is the definition of the Abhidharma, which is that the Abhidharma is that which mainly reveals the training in superior knowledge or wisdom.
Enfin,
Gyoza nyicho donpe tsotem tang, kanza ke dami tsovir tuenpe sonrap te tingmi jide nung jitsinire.
Then there is the definition of the sutras of the Hinayana. That is then that which mainly reveals ethics pertaining to restraint from faulty conduct and the teachings of individual selflessness.
Gyoza simchen tenzi ji tsotem tang chi ji dami tsobar tenbe denu tikin ji denu.
Then we have the teachings of the Mahayana or great vehicle. They are defined as follows then. They mainly teach the ethics of benefiting others and contain also the complete teachings on phenomenal selflessness.
Gyoza nanga labsum tsogur tuenbe sonra rikpan zinbe denu jitinyere, sangha ke denu.
Then there is the definition, sangha da, rikpan zinbe denu.
Rikpan zinbe denu da sangha ke chikore.
The definition of the teachings of the Vijayadhara tradition, which is the tradition of wisdom holders, which then belong to the Vajrayana. So the definition is that this tradition then mainly reveals the three inner teachings. Then we have the definition of the Dharma of Realization. that Dharma realization is then that which is included in the truths of cessation and the truth of the path. That is then to say the knowledge of an elevated mind or an elevated state of mind. Then comes the definition of the truth of cessation, which is then the expanse free from attachment. Then comes the definition of the truth of the path, which is as follows. It refers to someone possessing wisdom free from attachment. Then comes the definition of ultimate realization. So that is then that which is to be forsaken and realized in relation to the truths of cessation and of the path has been realized and forsaken. So whatever is to be given up and whatever is to be realized have been given up and realized.
La réalisation, c'est donc
the truths of cessation and of the path in relation then to the mind of the Buddha or a Buddha.
Ceci donc a été réalisé.
De kowa tsover seba namlan tsini sochik de temba ten dordu.
So these definitions or characteristics have been enumerated then to facilitate an understanding for those that emphasize the practice of an intellectual understanding, those that concentrate on developing an intellectual understanding of the teachings.
Ainsi,
so even though one doesn't extensively study the practice of logic, then if one has an understanding of these definitions or characteristics, that is sufficient for developing an understanding.
In a kovats over sepalaya request guri the regba mambu mazeba.
So for those that concentrate on developing an intellectual understanding of the teachings, then it's necessary to study logic to a certain extent. But there is this possibility then to develop an understanding without extensive studies of logic. But some is needed.
What's over the seba nam the guard of sojik the seba? Ah. 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 Ah.
Ah.
Ah. Ah.
So then the second part there is presentation of the practice of logic which Rinpoche will teach this afternoon. Ten main meanings of the word Dharma, which then are presented in this part dealing with the practice of logic.
Dans la seconde partie.
Yeah, that Trivayuna.
If you have questions, you can ask them now.
Si vous avez des.
Hier, on m'a posé cette question. bien que Mikoche puisse l'expliquer. On dit que pour arriver à l'état de Bouddha, il faut les quatre concentrations qu'on a eues. Est-ce que Mikoche pourrait expliquer, est-ce qu'on doit passer par cet état de Brahma ou comment ça peut marcher pour nous expliquer? On doit retomber dans l'état humain pour arriver à l'état de Bouddha.
Le dorje tebe lola cheje luje le sanje je koma dopa la tene mai le tin de che par dan pa bare mai le tin go.
Well, in terms of the Vajrayana then, it is taught that it's possible to attain Buddhahood in one lifetime, and to these teachings then a human rebirth is indispensable and considered to be superior.
Dans la
tamba sangye cho tele ya nyin tu ji lo ti kin ji lo sanga ke lok sor mada ma ngbu yo
bari. Yeah, then with respect to Buddhahood, then there are different views on what Buddhahood is and how it is attained. In terms of the Shravaka path, the Mahayana and Vajrayana.
Nyentu ji lo la sanje sangye patin de, tene mayi tin la sangye go yore.
In terms of the Shravaka path, it's necessary or indispensable with a human body for attaining Buddhahood. So that human body is then the support for the attainment of Buddhahood.
Lo la sanje sanje jechor ten te thok thowomen do mo tangbo ne sanje te thowomen do sanje do me ha go thok thok sem thok ha ma go na sem thowomen do sanje pa yang na sem women do sanje te tene trpa je example do ji din la sanje pa re.
In terms of the Mahayana then, there is a different view on how an individual attains Buddhahood, or the way in which Buddhahood is attained. Then the mind of the future Buddha then attains Buddhahood or is enlightened in a realm in which in Tibetan is called Omin. I can't remember the Sanskrit for it. At which point, there is an emanation that attains Buddhahood on earth at Bodhgaya then.
Tandor dona sanje dorji de la sanje pada tikin ji lo la turbare sanje pchor ten bare ma to tingoi ni sanje chabare.
So in according to the teachings of the Mahayana, it was an emanation that of the Buddha that attained Buddhahood in India at Bodhgaya. In fact, the Buddha had former to this already attained enlightenment or Buddhahood with the mind of the Buddha in this realm Omin, which means literally nothing below, signifying that it is then the highest realm that exists there in nothing below.
Does
it make sense? Yeah.
Yeah. No, it should be nothing above.
Yes.
Nothing below.
Tene tela so bata sanga ke lo la ya jude ye ye lo sor ta tene sang je sor mara ma bu yo bare.
Then furthermore, in terms of the Vajrayana, the way in which Buddhahood is attained is then explained differently, as for example with respect to the different tantras and so forth.
Et dans le Vajrayana,
il y a des gens qui ont été en train de se faire. Ils ont été en train de se faire. Ils ont été en train de se faire.
Then, in terms of the Shravakapatha, then, as was said, a human body is necessary for the attainment of Buddhahood, for the reason that according to this tradition, the vows of individual liberation can only be taken by a human being.
Dorje tepa sanga te jude ye na ne na lami te nyomo ba kendo rapa nyomo ba kendo chembe semjenge tanda nyomo ngenbo re te indu de ka Zukan zumi kanta so nyu mumba rakpa yo mare, tenin dokan nyu mumba rakpa yo re, tenin mui tenjin de nyu mumba haja rakpa yo re, tenin sanga lami je nyamsa lemba tila, tenin mui lutin de chotu chupare. Karras and the nyu mumba hin de chimba yo.
We have the fourth tantra tradition within the Vajrayana being the incomparable tantra. According to this tradition then, well, this tradition, the practices of this tradition are antidotes or remedies for extremely strong afflictions or disturbing emotions. The afflictions or disturbing emotions then in the realm of form and of no form are then very subtle. So it follows that if one, in the case of someone who attains Buddhahood as a result of practicing the incomparable Tantra tradition, then it's necessary with a human body as the support for attaining Buddhahood, since the practices of this tradition are remedies for extremely strong disturbing emotions.
Pena lo dabo wezer hindu chembo chenji peju tana tente mumba hindu mumba chembo yo hindu chembo yo sa chigla lo ko wo chembo te peju tang gore neba chembo yo mumba tsa ni mena lo wo chembo ke guba me wa chago yo.
Then the following illustrates this. If there is a place or a room which is extremely dark, in which there is dense darkness, then if one has a very strong light, it will dispel this dense darkness. Whereas if a room is not really dark, just slightly, then this strong light is not necessary to dispel the darkness.
Mm-hmm. My attention in a name a capsule. New mumba, name a cap sejate. New mumba hand the top chamber and drove a cup, the name a cap second door. New mumba hand the top chamber and drove a capsule. Sanga no by children drove the song.
It's said then that in the dark age, afflictions or disturbing emotions are extremely strong.
Mamma, name a capsule, new mumba kindle. Hint the chimbo yuba capsule, sang out the nuba children over years. Nima, new mumba kindle, rabba yuba capsule, then the nyin to jitik patasok and door kaleka bojum capsule, then sang out the nuba children over years.
So, in the dark age, when disturbing emotions are extremely strong, then the effect or strength of the practices and teachings of the Vajrayana increases, since at this point it's very difficult to discipline or train beings by means of the teachings of, for example, the Shravakapatha.
Tene Sancho, Papa Sancho Sampanam, something jing ngui gen drop kap so something jing ngui gen da zume jin nyom jong drom na tene zukan ne zukan da cheva ta zukan ne zume khan la cheva ta zume khan ne zukan da cheva ta zukan ne do kam da cheva len so sanj ma cha ba mang bo song yo ya ma khita pe ge re kasa kala pe ge re kan ye san da sim jin je dong se go yo re ting en zain la zar jang go yo re ne ba chim bon ro go yo re sim jin je dong se go be sa na de ne kasa kala pe ge kasa kala pe ge
In the case of bodhisattvas, then, that take birth in, for example, either of the three realms of desire, form, and of no form, there is no specific order in which they take rebirth, so take birth in these realms. So a bodhisattva who has accomplished, for example, the first concentration, can very well again take birth in the desire realm, after which he may take birth in the second absorption, and so forth. Because bodhisattvas work for the benefit of beings, to benefit others, towards that end they need to train in samadhi, and at the same time actively work for beings, benefit beings. Therefore, there is no specific order.
Papa Sanju Sempa Nam Tengen Zeyn La Tsar Jan La Che Do Tene Zokan Ta Zongmi Kan La Cheva Zokan Ta Zongmi Kan La Cheva Na Tso Lan La Pe Gere Zoy Pa Gomba Ta Jinpa Ta Ma Che Do Sem Chien Ju Tung Se Pe Che Do Tene
Bodhisattvas then, in order to train in samadhi, they take birth in, for example, any of the realms of concentration and in any of the four absorptions. In particular then, they take rebirth or birth as human beings in order to practice patience and generosity. The practice of these then,
Karasena Zukanta Zumi Kala Numo Rabba Yomare, Nepa Sepa Poyomare, Jimba Tanza or Poyomare. Inching Minchin Dogalama Yungu Pego.
So these practices
Jimba Tang Lingin Tani Yomare,
Nepa
Singi Yomare,
cannot be done in the realms of form and no form, since disturbing emotions in these realms are very subtle. Then there is no one that harms one, independence upon which one can develop patience. And there is no one to be generous towards. Therefore, these practices are done as human beings.
Then the kind of jet and the kind of sin change don't say perhaps the tennis, the tank and the young.
So having taken birth in the desire realm, then when the bodhisattvas work for benefiting others becomes tiring to him, he can take birth in either of the concentrations or absorption, during which he will be able to rest and has the opportunity to train in samadhi.
Et quand le bodhisattva est fatigué donc du monde du désir, après avoir...
Yeah, tanga so gom tos jan. So. So. Yeah.
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 Yes.
On présente toujours la compréhension de la loi du karma comme étant on présente toujours la compréhension de la loi du karma comme étant la chose la plus subtile à comprendre avant de vrai comprendre, c'est quelque chose pour expliquer.
Lende la rakwa ta chava de hinda chava yere. Lende hinda chava de sanje ji mado ji muto in sigre.
Yeah.
Rakwa chava hinda chava. Rakwa chava hinda chava yere. Yana lende la rakwa ta chava nere. Lende chava de dene sanje ji mado tartopa de sanje ji mado ji muto in sigre.
Well, karma has two aspects, a coarse and a subtle. Subtle karma is then only understood by a Buddha.
Tenen ke pa dan drup top dan sanju sempa nam je len de traba de sung yu re de sung ba de sanje ji sung ba de le ji sun dang de he ba re ma do ran top ji he to yu ma.
So scholars, siddhas and bodhisattvas all give teachings on the subtle aspect of the law of karma. Their explanations are then drawn from the actual teachings of the Buddha. Since they have no direct or actual full realization of the subtle aspect of the law of karma, only the Buddha has that. The scholars, siddhas and bodhisattvas.
Bina lende tracking travel yi chipala repatik pu kndega yomare te pe chindang ni go yor ta.
So in order to have confidence and faith in those teachings of the law of karma, logic only is not sufficient. Devotion or faith is needed or indispensable.
Kanzak dami de chuji dami te so repak kdo tu go yor.
Whereas teachings on individual and phenomenal selflessness can be, well, their validity can be established by means of logic.
Tetar sena tene sanje namba sanje lo la sanje ji chu yong su zo pa to pa la te pa ta rik pa ni ga go yer da.
So from this we can understand
sanje ji chu yong su zo pa to pa la sanje ji su pa chu yong zo to pa kong do chu pa hi pa la Deba dang rikpa niga gore. Karesane lende traba la deba mina lende traba toto gore ma sanje li yimaji na. Da meba nila rikpa mina yang deba sanje toto gore yumare. Di sena sanje ji sungbu chu yonsu zoba kongdo chu bam toba la rikpa dang deba niga gore.
In order then to fully understand or comprehend the teachings of the Buddha, both logic and emotion are needed.
Kap kap so yang tepa latin de hiram parvayan yore.
In certain cases,
penna kararasana lakpala jambayang tabala tepa chimbo yope chinje, then in jambayang domna, then in yang tepa de hira competent over to new year. Tepa latin de hiram parva yungre is ever.
So, wisdom and devotion are then developed differently in different cases. In some cases, wisdom is developed in dependence upon devotion and the other way around. For example, if someone has great devotion for Manjushri, which is which is the deity that embodies wisdom, and then does this practice, then as a result, wisdom may develop, in which case then wisdom is developed in dependence on devotion. So now we will meditate a bit.
Munjur lambo gaya drashe jo yala drujo songe drashe jo ara drame doge drashe jo yarwe gozong doge drashe jo.